Proclamation number 4819 of 18th of January, 1950. Spiritual turn. Last judgment. The world is facing a turning point, i.e., everything that is worldly on earth undergoes a total change in a material sense through a process of destruction, and only the spiritual endures and survives the process of the work of destruction and continues to work in a different form on a new work of creation. Thus the earth renews itself, it emerges from the work of destruction in a completely new form and is again inhabited by human beings who partly originate from the old earth and partly also emerge from this old stock in high spiritual maturity. It is the conclusion of a period of development which will take place in a short time. A period of redemption is coming to an end and a new one is beginning, but so fundamentally different from the old that one can speak of a turning point before which humanity stands, which is to be understood purely spiritually and also earthly. The spiritual law of humanity necessitates a dissolution and reshaping of everything that contains spiritual substances, so that no standstill or decline occurs in the upward development of the spiritual. The human beings will is always taken into account, i.e., he is allotted the lot which his will strives for. And since people are only matter hunters in the last days, they themselves become what they desire. Hardest matter encloses the soul and no longer releases it, until again through God's will the spiritual is redeemed from hardest form, until it is mature to dwell in less hard deformation and now slowly develops upwards in the state of compulsion until it again enters the stage as a human being where it can finally redeem itself if it wants to. But the period of time of such a developmental period is so long that the human being cannot perceive an obvious end of creation in his short earthly life, time, and therefore does not want to acknowledge an end of a period, a spiritual turning point, and therefore does not take his spiritual development seriously either. And thus humanity also now does not want to believe that it is close to the end of an earth period, and it does not recognize the great danger which is lurking for it. They don't know or don't want to believe that the earth will devour all those who are still closely connected to matter, so that they completely forget God about it. They don't want to believe it and will therefore be surprised when all signs point to the fact that the day is approaching, that the earth will experience its last days. For God will obviously still appear before then, and anyone who is not completely hardened will also recognize him. But most people have to expect the fate which has been announced to them, that the earth will open up and devour what cannot exist in God's sight. And a new earth will emerge which is inhabited by those who remain faithful to God and persevere in greatest adversity until the end because they believe in Him and in His Word. Amen.